Now, it turns out the Dáil will meet this Thursday for statements on the COVID-19 crisis. There had been a suggestion this wouldn't happen, as I heard a short while ago from Richard Boyd-Barrett, the People Before Profit TD.
Well, I got a surprise call from the business committee, of which I'm a member, suggesting that the Dáil would not meet this Thursday as previously agreed and wouldn't meet again for a number of weeks. And I made clear my strenuous opposition because I think we need democracy to continue to function during this public health emergency, because there are big policy decisions being taken, like the decision of Leo Varadkar yesterday to say he was going to revert to a two-tier health system as soon as the health emergency was over. We're inundated with concerns about things like personal protective equipment, concerns about social welfare issues, testing. So these things need to be discussed and the government needs to be held to account. But in fact, just in the last few minutes, it seems the suggestion of suspending the Dáil has been withdrawn. So it seems our objections have been successful. But I do think it's imperative that there's a clear decision that the Dáil continues to sit and meet, and that public concerns and questions continue to be raised throughout this health emergency.
Do you know what changed on the business committee to lead to that information that's just come in?
No, I don't. And in fact, I don't know where the suggestion came in the first place that we shouldn't meet. It was all very hazy, to put it mildly. But I assume because ourselves and others objected, and I think the public would object if they thought that there wasn't some forum for democratic accountability and discussion about, you know, really serious issues and concerns that the public have, that maybe has impacted and led to this suggestion that the Dáil be suspended being withdrawn.
People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd-Barrett, our political correspondent Micheál Ohanis at Leinster House. So the Dáil meets after all this Thursday, Micheál. Is this the accountability question?
Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, you do have what is becoming an extraordinary situation where there was an election on the 8th of February, but still no significant work being done about the formation of a new government. And every time the Dáil weeks, there are questions raised about, is there a lack of democratic oversight now? And while clearly there was a view among several TDs that it shouldn't meet on Thursday, that entire question about democratic oversight seemed to have more sway ultimately when the business committee met. Labour saying they won't send their TDs there and they're going to support the national effort to stay at home, but that they will lay submissions before the House. Also, Matty McGrath this lunchtime describing the decision to meet as a bit unnecessary.
How is the Shannon election going, Micheál? What's the news there?
Well, the Shannon election, the first panel almost complete now, so you will have two Fianna Fáil, two Fine Gael and one Sinn Féin, even though, of course, in the Shannon election, technically people don't wear party colours when they're contesting that, but that is what emerges afterwards anyway. So you have seen the return of Lisa Chambers there, Malcolm Byrne also for Fianna Fáil, Sean Kine, John McGahan for Fine Gael and Fintan Warfield for Sinn Féin. So that's the way the first panel will finish up. Then the agriculture panel, which is a big one, that first count probably expected sometime around 4 o'clock. There's 11 seats on that, so that will be interesting. One of the things that you have to watch for, I think, in relation to the Shannon is what kind of deals are done in relation to votes between parties to maximise their advantage. And if you look at the Fine Gael vote on that panel, about 60 votes came across first preference votes that helped get those two candidates in. And they, by and large, from what we can see, came from Labour. So could you take a wider reading of that and say, are moves afoot already about possible government formation things between Labour and Fine Gael, or is the Shannon something that exists on its own terms? Perhaps it does, but I think it's notable nonetheless that that particular agreement was in place. Labour, of course, going for four seats across the other four remaining panels.
So where are we in terms of government formation, and is there any prospect of finding one before Easter?
There was a degree of urgency last week and the statements that preceded that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael meeting all suggested that. And in the immediate aftermath, the written statement was on those terms too. There appears to have been somewhat of a gear shift in the days that have followed. No real momentum gathered. Yes, there is constant communication between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and it's expected that you will see a meeting between the parties again tomorrow. It's the wider group too, the independents and the smaller parties. They seem to be waiting for something akin to a programme for government or a joint policy document being agreed between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael before making the next move. And of course, there is that debate already in play now within the Labour Party as to what it should do when it elects its new leader on Friday. That party, the focus really beginning to zone in on them. Could they be the ones that become the key third party in this government, while you do have plenty of independents that could shore it up and could give it that majority? There is a clear preference that there would have to be three parties involved.
And the Greens are still divided over the question of government, are they, Micheál?
Yeah, there doesn't appear to be any great shift in the position there. The Greens are of the view that there is still more of an appetite for a unity government than is evident on the surface among the medium-sized parties. But that doesn't really seem to be there when you talk to them. I suppose that entire question around whether the Dáil would sit or not, some are saying it took quite a degree of talks and consultations even to get an agreement this Thursday for the Dáil to sit. Some say, and they would be those who are not keen on that idea of a national unity government, if it took that amount of effort to get that simple decision in place, how would the bigger decisions be reached in a unity government? The other thing that's beginning to focus minds is that there will, of course, be difficult decisions ahead, perhaps not in the order of cuts when it comes to people's welfare incomes and the like in the overall sense, but it will be the case and the question that will arise in the next few months about withdrawing some of the supports, those emergency supports that have been put in place during the COVID crisis. That will be the first big decision facing the new government when that happens, and whenever it happens there will be a degree of opposition to it, and that is the kind of task that the new government will have to face. And it's likely that it won't be a unity government doing it, judging by what people, the majority, are saying in Leinster House.
Indeed, and we'll be talking about how that bill for coping with the coronavirus is mounting.